The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter Number 2, Text Number 16, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 20th, 2008, in Sliven, Bulgaria.
Shushu Shrosha Dadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punyatirta Nishevana. By serving those devotees who are completely free from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains an affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudev. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Varakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So, what are the meanings of this verse? One point is this: how to become free from vice. Why is the Bhagavatam giving the advice to become free from vice? One reason is we are full of, our hearts are full of vice at the present moment. Another meaning is that this is not a happy state. Just like sometimes we hear, devotees reveal also they have some vices, some bad habits. Do those bad habits make them happy? No, the bad habits stand in the way of their happiness. So, how to become free from these bad habits? At the present moment, we are addicted to so many bad habits. So, how you can give up that addiction? You have to have some happiness, right? So that means you have to find happiness on a higher platform of consciousness. So Krishna consciousness is a very wonderful philosophy, but some devotees find that it's a nice theory, but they don't know how to practice it.
Krishna consciousness is a very имам прекрасна философия, но някои преводачи смятат, че това е хубава теория, но не знаят как да я практикуват.
Because they don't know how to practice it, they are not experiencing the bliss in full.
И понеже те не знаят как да практикуват, затова не изпитват Божеството изцяло.
So how does one come to the position where one can fully taste the happiness of Krishna consciousness?
И така как човек може да се издигне до положение, в което напълно да вкусва щастието на Кришна съзнание?
In other words, how can you actually develop taste?
В други думи, как може да се развие истински вкус?
At the present moment, our taste is material sense enjoyment.
В момента нашия вкус е сетивно наслаждение.
Actually, it is a very rotten taste.
Всъщност това е един много прогнил вкус.
But just like some people like to eat onions and garlic, it is rotten taste.
Както някои хора обичат да ядат лук и чесън.
So, how do you give up the rotten taste?
Как да изоставим този гнил вкус?
Taste we must have.
Трябва да има някакъв вкус.
You cannot live without taste.
Не можем да живеем без вкус.
So how will you give up the rotten taste?
Как да изоставим гнилия вкус?
You have to get higher taste.
Като получим по-висш вкус.
But as long as you indulge in the lower rotten taste, you will not get the higher taste.
Но ако човек се ангажира в нишия вкус, няма да получи по-висшия.
Therefore we have rules and regulations.
Затова има правила и предписания.
No illicit sex. No meat eating. No intoxication. And no gambling. Because if you continue to indulge in these rotten tastes, you will remain addicted to them. So where does the higher taste come from? It comes from chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But for that chanting to give the full taste, that chanting must be mature chanting. In the beginning, even in chanting, we find difficulty to get to.
Началото дори при възпяването намираме трудно да.
Because our chanting is immature.
Защото нашето възпяване не е зряло.
So what can you do to rapidly advance on the pathway of chanting Hare Krishna and developing taste?
И така какво може да направим, за да напреднем бързо в възпяването на Хари Кришна и развиването?
This particular verse of the Bhagavatam, it gives the answer, the most important answer to this question.
Този стих на Бхагаватам си дава най-важният отговор на този въпрос.
One must seek out the association of devotees who are free from all vice, who are pure in heart, pure devotees.
Човек трябва да търси общуването на преводачи, които са освободени от порок и с чисти сърца.
And one must serve those pure devotees.
И той трябва да служи на такива чисти преводачи.
Srimad Bhagavatam says, when you serve them, you are doing very great service. And by such service, you will develop taste for Krishna consciousness. Some people say, well, I just want to bow down before the deity. I don't want to serve the devotees.
Някои хора казват, аз ще се покланям само пред Божеството, няма да служа на преданодани.
They are called Kanishta Adhikari.
Такива личности са наречени Kanishta Adhikari.
They are materialistic.
Или с други думи, материалисти.
They cannot advance in Krishna consciousness.
Те не могат да напредват в Кришна съзнание.
Because they only want to bow down to the deity, they won't bow down to the devotees.
Защото те биха се преклонили само пред муртите, а не пред преданодани.
They will never develop taste.
Такива личности никога няма да развият вкус.
Until they give up their Kanishta mentality.
Докато не изоставят своя менталитет на Kanishta.
For those who are very eager to serve the pure devotees.
тези, които са имат силно желание да служат на чистите преданодарени,
who look for every available opportunity to serve the pure devotees.
Които търсят всяка възможност достъпна да служат на преданодарени.
They experience a very, very, very sweet taste.
Такива преданодарени изпитват много голям сладък вкус.
Some may say, but I don't want to humble myself to serve the devotees. I want them to serve me.
Някой може да си каже, аз не искам да се смиря да служа на преданодарените, по-добре те да ми служат на мен.
That is called greed.
Това се нарича алчност.
That is called lust.
Поход.
That is called selfishness.
Това се казва себичност.
As long as you maintain your false illusion that you are very great and everyone should serve you, you will never be happy.
Докато човек поддържа идеята, че много велики всеки друг трябва да му служи, никой няма да е щастлив.
You will always be miserable, that's a fact.
Той винаги ще остава нещастен. Това е факт.
So one must give up this false conception that I am great.
Затова човек трябва да изостави фалшивата идея, че аз съм велик.
One should feel, I am most rotten, fallen, abominable, but the Vaishnavas have been very kind. They have allowed me to associate with them and serve them in spite of all my disqualifications.
Човек трябва да мисли, че той е много паднал, жалък, отвратителен, но че по милостта на Вайшнавите те са го приели в тяхното обкръжение, въпреки всичките му недостатъци.
This humble attitude makes one very, very dear to the Vaishnavas.
Такова едно смирено отношение прави човек много скъп на Вайшнавите.
And when you become dear to the Vaishnavas,
а когато станеш скъп на Вайшнавите,
you become dear to Krishna.
Ти ставаш скъп на Кришна.
As is confirmed in the Adi Purana.
Което се потвърждава в Adi Purana.
Yeme bhakta jana parta, na me bhaktaschate janaha. Mad bhaktanam chaye bhaktas teme bhakta tamamata. Krishna says, one who is my devotee, he's not my devotee.
Krishna казва, този, който е мой преданодарен, той всъщност не е мой преданодарен.
But the devotee of my devotee, he is my real devotee.
Но преданоданият на мой преданодарен, той е мой истински преданодарен.
So now do you understand why you must serve Vaishnavas?
Сега разбирате ли защо трябва да служите на Вайшнавите?
Krishna will not accept your direct service. You are upstart. Get out.
Защото Кришна няма да приеме вашето директно служене.
But if you serve the Vaishnavas, then Krishna says, oh yes, now you are my devotee. I will accept your service.
Но ако служите на Вайшнавите, тогава Кришна ще каже, да, сега ти си мой преданоданен, приемам служението.
So we should be very eager to serve the Vaishnavas. Prabhupada has given us the most wonderful opportunity to serve the Vaishnavas. The best thing to do, I can tell you, everyone, is turn off your mobile phones. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Най-доброто нещо, което може да направите, да си изключите.
Just turn them off.
Мобилните телефони, просто ги изключете.
During the class, I mean, I had to tell everyone. It's crazy. Can you imagine Arjuna is on the chariot on the battlefield of Kurukshetra?
Представете си Арджуна на бойното поле в колесницата.
And Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna.
И Кришна говори Бхагавад Гита на Арджуна.
And Arjun says, excuse me, I'm getting a call from Yudhisthira. Actually, the best thing is just turn them off. This is not proper. Prabhupada would never tolerate this. He would be furious if devotees did this. Prabhupada was so strict. I was with him in Atlanta. He was giving the Bhagavatam club. And my godbrother Ramanath Sukha, he was cooking, he was cutting the fruits for the morning offering for the deity. He was just cutting on the cutting board. Cut, cut, cut. Prabhupada said, what is that? All the way from the temple room to the kitchen. He said, what is that sound?
My духовен brat режеше в кухнята зеленчуци.
Now, was Prabhupada just wanting to know what that sound was? But that was that the point of his question? No, the point was that noise should stop. Prabhupada didn't want any interruption like that. If it's extremely urgent, then put it on vibrate mode. But there should be no disturbance in the Bhagavatam class. So, in this way, we have to understand the importance of serving the Vaishnavas. And we have to see how kind is Srila Prabhupada to give us this most wonderful opportunity to serve Vaishnavas. This wonderful movement, Hare Krishna movement. It is a great opportunity to serve the Vaishnavas. And Prabhupada said that ISKCON is his body. So when you serve ISKCON, you're serving, personally serving Srila Prabhupada, the purest of all the devotees. So you cannot say, where is the pure devotee that I can serve? By serving ISKCON, you're serving Prabhupada directly. So everyone has the opportunity to serve the purest of all the Vaishnavas, His Divine Grace, Srila
Prabhupada.
By serving His followers. Prabhupada's movement means His followers, that's the meaning. ISKCON means the followers of Srila
Prabhupada.
It doesn't mean the buildings or the vehicles or the bank accounts. It means the people who are following Prabhupada, they are ISKCON. So we serve the Prabhupada Nugas, those who are following
Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada accepts that as the best service to himself. And then we will get that wonderful, wonderful, most desirable of all things. Which is described in today's verse. Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. A taste for hearing the messages of Krishna.
Vasudeva Katha Ruchi, или вкус да се слуша посланието на Кришна.
So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
Sometimes it is difficult to give up this mentality of thinking you are great, especially if you have lots of service. You're doing a lot of service, and how to give up in this case the mentality that thinking that you are great.
Mm. You have to always remember the mood of
Prabhupada.
What amazing service he did for his spiritual master. But he never took credit. He said, whatever I have accomplished, it is all by the mercy of my spiritual master. So in this way, you have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. And understand that whatever you're doing, it is all by His grace. If you remain proud, no, I will not take Guru. Then you'll never be able to give up the false conception that you are the doer.
няма никога да можеш да изоставиш лъжливата.
Guru, taking a spiritual master is essential to help you get over the false conception that you are the doer.
Да приемеш духовен учител е съществено, за да преодолееш да си мислиш това, че ти си извършител.
Questions more?
Други въпроси?
Санкшан прави спомена, че за тези кънища и кари, нали, които има тази това настроение, нали, само на мен да се служи, а не аз да давам служение. За тях вкуса, нали, към Кришна, Кришна Бхакти, нали, е заключен. Но става така, че ние понякога имаме вкус, нали, обаче понякога нямаме и всички смесени сме, нали, всъщност всеки в сърцата си има белек от тази болест, нали, наречена кънища дикари. Нали, как човек може да се установи, нали, на по-обично ниво на майдан на дикари? Как да се пречисти сърцата?
So when we are on the platform of Kanishtha Adhikari, we sometimes have mix. Sometimes we have taste. Sometimes we don't have. And his question is how to raise to a higher platform of Madhyama Adhikari.
That's exactly what the verse is saying. By serving pure devotees. By serving your spiritual master. By serving Prabhupada's mission. In this way, you will come off the Kanishtha platform, you come to the Madhyama platform. And from there you can progress to the Uttama platform. Any other question?
Is it possible to have some material attraction, some material desires, and in the same time, still to have some spiritual desire also, attraction to Krishna?
Yes, yes. It's possible to be mixed, yes. So you have to, in the beginning, naturally, the neophyte, he will be mixed. So the idea is you have to increase your spiritual desires and gradually eliminate your material desires. Beginning it may be 50-50, then go 60-40, and then 70-30, 80-20, 90-10, and then 100-0.
Въпрос е, възможно ли е да имаме някакви материални наклонности и желания и също време да имаме и духовни желания, желания за Кришна до някаква степен?
И отговор беше, че в началото винаги е смесено, постепенно съотношението балансира се, докато не стигне, нали, до 100% духовни желания и 0% материал. This lady is asking, is there such thing as reincarnation?
As
reincarnation?
Oh, yes. Yeah. You have reincarnated many times.
Ти си се прераждал много пъти.
You've had millions of births.
Имал си милиони раждания.
And now you have a human body.
И сега си получил човешко тяло.
This is the greatest opportunity for you to become spiritually perfect.
Това е прекрасна възможност за теб да станеш духовно съвършен.
By practicing the science of Krishna consciousness.
Като практикуваш науката за Кришна съзнание.
So you kindly read Srila Prabhupada's books.
Затова молете, прочети книгите на Шрила Прабхупада.
Follow the instructions given in Srila Prabhupada's books.
Следва инструкциите, които са дадени в тези книги.
Associate with and serve the followers of Srila Prabhupada.
Общувай и служи на тези последователи на Шрила Прабхупада.
And in this way you become a liberated soul.
И по този начин ти ще станеш освободена душа.
And you will not have to take birth again.
Няма да се наложи да се раждаш отново.
Questions more?
Други въпроси?
Повод на беседата. Затова пише в Бхагаватам. Аз съм, не казва, аз съм слуга на Кришна, А каза, аз съм слуга на слугата на Кришна. Това се обиди се, това се обиди. Направо на Кришна не можеш да служиш. Трябва да служиш на слугата на Кришна. Преди в Библията пише, никой не може да отиде при Бог, без да не им присъща. Него е син.
Да му го кажа или имаш някакъв
въпрос? Ами, това е да беше на първи въпрос. Това просто потвърждавам на лекцията.
Yeah, he has a question, but first he says that he realized that from your lecture that we should not approach Krishna directly, but we should become the servant of the servant. And also in the Bible it is said that you cannot approach God.
That's right.
You should go through his son.
That's right.
Yeah, and he has a question also.
Okay.
Въпросът е как да реагира, например, един Кришна осъзнание, закъсто със степен, още искам да бъда личен, към несправедливост. Ние всъщност не сме от този свят. Не трябва да, материалното да на отвлича. Обаче, прима има някаква несправедливост в личен план. Кажеш, бият някакво дете, може да не е твое дете. Или в обществен план, примерно, България нападнала Америка или Америка нападнала Ирак. Значи, тези неща ме възмущават още. Трябва ли да се възмущавам или не трябва?
It is said that the devotees are not of this world and they are not they are indifferent. What about if some injustice is being done? How we should react? How a Krishna conscious person will react?
One should be very angry when an injustice is done.
Човек трябва всъщност да много да се разгневи, ако е някаква несправедливост.
Like Maharaj Parikshit, when he heard that the cow and the bull were being harassed, he became very angry and he came to kill the personality of Kali.
Както Махараджа Парикшит много се разгневил, когато видял Кали да тормози един бит и една крава.
Of course, we cannot kill because he had the government power, he was the king.
Разбира се, ние не можем да убиваме, защото Махараджа Парикшит бил цар и той имал тази сила.
We don't have that government power, but we should be very, when injustice is being done, we should become very, very disturbed.
Той имал тази власт, но ние нямаме тази власт, но ако видим някаква несправедливост, трябва да бъдем много притеснени.
And then we should do something to defeat that injustice, correct it.
Ние трябва да направим нещо, за да поправиме тази несправедливост.
By spreading the Krishna consciousness movement, all injustice will be corrected.
Като се разпространи движението за Кришна съзнание, всички несправедливости ще бъдат коригирани.
So we should take that anger and channel it into preaching Krishna consciousness.
Ние трябва да използваме този гняв в проповядването на Кришна съзнание.
A devotee cannot tolerate to see the way they are hitting the cow and the bull.
Един правилно да не може да понася начина, по който се отнасят хората към кравите.
He cannot tolerate the way they see they are killing their children in the womb through abortion.
Не може да търпи, когато вижда как убиват децата чрез аборт.
Therefore, he is very disturbed by the present situation in the society.
Затова преналданият е много обезпокоен от сегашното състояние на обществото.
And he does everything possible to stop the cow slaughter and the slaughter of the babies in the womb.
И той прави всичко възможно, за да спре клането на животни и убийството на деца в утробата.
By preaching at every spare minute that he has.
Като проповядва всяко свободно време, което има.
Shivering books.
Разпространява книги.
Telling people about Krishna.
Казва на хората за Кришна.
Shivering prasadam.
Разпространява прасадам.
Etc. Any other questions?
Ако си Кришна осъзнат, това предполага ли да имаш истинско просветление? Ще видим, че много трудно се получава истинското просветление. Може да се почувстваш Кришна осъзнат, но да не си просветление за нас. Може ли това да е част от майята? Кришна осъзнат, ако всъщност дълбоко вътре на си. Колко ти да се чувстваш сигурен? Това Но всъщност аз имам наследство от християнството, защото там във всичко трябваше да се съмнява човек, дори в собствените си чувства. Тоест, дали е така? Дали може да си Кришна осъзнат, а да си всъщност?
You can have Vatsra here. Yeah, you can have it. Whatever your basin is. Okay, so what is the question?
Is it possible that you are Krishna conscious, but you are not fully enlightened in your heart? Is it possible?
Yes, in the beginning, you have Krishna consciousness, but it is not mature. That's all. It's like you can go to the store and you can buy a mango. You have the mango. But it is not ripe yet, it is green mango. So you have to wait some time and then keep that mango there in your kitchen. And then it will become fully ripened mango. So you already have Krishna consciousness. But it is green mango. So you have to take some time, you have to chant nicely, you have to take shelter of a spiritual master. So many things you have to do. In this way, gradually that green mango will become very nice ripened mango. And it will be so sweet, oozing with wonderful juices. And you will be able to see Krishna face to face, eye to eye. So now you must be patient. And follow the regulated principles very strictly. And that day will come when your mango becomes fully ripened, when you become fully mature in Krishna consciousness. And you taste the sweetest nectar at every minute. Next question. Nadmani.
Ползата за обитателите на един дом, ако дойде предано даден на Кришна, на гости.
What is the benefit of a person who invites devotees of Krishna in his house?
We should wait until she comes back before I answer them. Any other questions?
Can you say some more things about the Ratha Yatra festival? Why is it celebrated?
The Ratha Yatra festival is very wonderful. It has an inner meaning. Of course, externally it's a wonderful preaching opportunity. Then it has a very sweet esoteric meaning. Esoteric means inner meaning. Prabhupada told us, I was with Prabhupada for the Ratha Yatra in 1971 in San Francisco. And Prabhupada told us a little something about it. Actually, at Kurukshetra, there was a solar eclipse. So the Brijavasis and the Dwarkavasis, they got together at Kurukshetra. On the occasion of the solar eclipse. So the gopis, they had been burning in the pain of separation from Krishna for many, many years. But now, for the first time since that day when Akura drove Krishna away from Vrindavan to Mathura, now they're seeing Krishna again. They remembered Krishna as a young boy of the forest. But now they are seeing a prince in royal dress. So simultaneously they are very happy, they are also very disappointed. That here is Krishna, but this is not my Krishna. So the gopis, within their hearts, they were very much hankering that no, this we don't like this Krishna. We want to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. So the Ratha Yatra festival, when you pull the cart, those who are learned senior Vaishnavas, they understand the what is the real meaning of pulling the cart, what is the inner meaning of pulling the cart.
It is
pulling the cart in the mood of the gopis. And we want to bring our beloved Lord Krishna back to Vrindavan so we can actually have real rasa with him. We cannot have rasa here. This is not rasa that we know. We want our Krishna where he belongs, back in Vrindavan. So the Ratha Yatra festival, it is a celebration of the gopis bringing within their hearts, bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. So if you will meditate in this way today when you're pulling the cart, that we must bring Krishna back to Vrindavan because Radharani is burning in the pain of his separation. We must bring Krishna back to Radharani so she can become happy again. In this mood, if you will pull the cart, then you will feel very jolly. This is the inner meaning of Ratha Yatra. So, are there any other questions? Now, any other questions?
За домакините на един дом, когато при тях дойде на гости, чист предано дадения Кришна.
What are the benefits for a person who is inviting pure devotees of the Lord to his house?
If one invites devotees into their house, it is the same as inviting the devotees into your heart.
Да поканиш предано дадените в своя дом, това е също като да ги поканиш в сърцето си.
And when you invite the devotees into your heart, then all the inauspicious things, they all go away. And you become pure. That is the advantage of inviting the devotees into your house. So we'd like to thank this wonderful lady who has invited us into her house. Thank you very much.
She's also very thankful that you have come.
Come here, I'd like to present this garden to you. Come.
But
материята.
So, are there any other questions? Yes.
Трябва ли да се чувстваме настроението на Дръвопади? Какво значи всеки миг да се чувстваме с настроението на Дръвопади? Тоест, да страхуваме, че ни се влича всеки миг и да се обръщаме към духовния учител и към Кришна.
Should we feel ourselves in the mood of Draupadi while she was being undressed, and she was afraid, and she was dependent on Krishna at every moment. So should we feel it like this always?
You should always feel dependent on Krishna, yes.
Да, винаги трябва да се чувстваш зависим от Кришна.
Draupadi had two phases. Phase one, that you did not want. That's what she was trying to do, protect herself on her own strength. That phase of Draupadi, no, that you must avoid.
В тази история има два етапа. Първи етап, Draupadi се опитвала сама да се защити.
That was Draupadi's mistake.
Това била нейната грешка.
To think she could protect herself.
Да си мисля, че може сама да се защити.
But when she realized she had no shelter but Krishna, you see, that's when she became fully protected and fully safe. So that mood of Draupadi, that you must have. That I have no shelter except for Krishna. Any other questions? All right, the time is up. We'll stop here. We thank you all very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.